Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The following is an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and is a high-fidelity, all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyrighted by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.
Time for Steven Starr Softball on the Show Me Sports Network. This is the Steven Starr Softball pregame show on the exclusive home for Starr Softball, the Show Me Sports Network. We'll recap last game's highlights, set the stage for first pitch, and even get the thoughts of the head coach during the pregame show. All while we get set to bring you the exciting play-by-play action of our Steven Starrs. The best broadcast coverage in mid-Missouri is on the air as Blake Gasaway and the crew are ready in the broadcast booth. Exclusive pregame coverage of Steven Starr Softball is brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. The excitement is building in the stands, and the tension is rising in the dugout as first pitch is just around the corner. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Steven Starr Softball on the Starz Radio Network, simulcast with video on Team One Sports. Now here's the voice of the Show Me Sports Network and the Starz Radio Network, Blake Gasaway.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, late afternoon. Blake Gasaway here with you as we are getting set for Steven Starr's softball, as the Starrs matching up against game two here over the County College Comets. Game one went in favor of the Starrs at a 3-0 final. As we're just about set to begin play here in these two teams matching up in this AMC conference matchup. We're glad you're tuned in here today. Apologize earlier, I think we had a little bit of problem with our internet. Hopefully we've got that fixed now, as we're only as good as our technology that we use. So we're going to be just about ready. We'll get starting lineups and things as we go. It's getting the start in the circle for the Starrs is 5'2 senior pitcher and Grace Tath from Bellevue, Iowa, played at Marquette Catholic High School. So Tath will get things started here as first batter she'll face is Lauren Johnson, the third baseman. She'll show a bunt. She'll pull it back for ball one as that one was high. Johnson, 5'7 senior. She's a left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. She is from Lockport, Illinois. She'll show a bunt. Take that one for strike one. Lockport, Illinois native, played at Lockport Township High School. So she will step back in. Count sits at 1-1. Stath gets the sign in. Next pitch. That one called strike two. So count sits at 1-2. Our next offering. That one just a bit outside. So now we're even at 2-2. So 2-2. Get him a wood behind home plate catching. There's going to be a ball popped up. As coming over is Kendrick, and they say a foul ball. So they called a foul, but it crossed over in front of third. The wind definitely played havoc in that as Kendrick at second base. Smart at third. So bounces and rolls foul. 2-2 delivery. That one outside. So now we're full of three balls, two strikes. So payoff pitch on its way. That one is going to be swung on and foul tipped. So they will do it again. That pitch, that one, strike three called. Same result as Johnson is retired. Now it's to be center fielder and Karina Ramirez stepping in. Ramirez, 5'3 senior outfielder. She bats left, throws right. She was from Buckeye, Arizona, played at Yunker High School. First pitch in there, strike one called. So she'll be down to the count at 0-1. Next offering, there's going to be a bouncing ball foul on the third base side. So now she's down in the count at 0-2. Count sits at no balls, two strikes. That one just misses. So count sits at 3-1. That one called strike three, back-to-back strikeouts. Had the first two up and two down. Now this is first baseman and Elizabeth Thomas stepping in. Thomas, a 5'7 senior, righty across the board. She is from Solidia, California, by way of Ripon High School. Maybe it's Celinda. That one upstairs, ball one. Probably Celinda. I think I added too many letters in there. Wind picks up again, blowing. This time across our view from right to left. That one in there called strike one. You know it's pretty strong when it blows the netting back and messes with the wide angle lens. It's going to be a pitch swung on and missed. For strike number two, one ball, two strike count. That one is going to hit her. So he'll be hit by a pitch. This will be shortstop Amelia Gassman, as they're going to have a look at her real quick. Gassman, sophomore, 5'4 sophomore. She's a pitcher and an infielder. She's playing shortstop, righty across the board. She's from Sherwood, Arkansas, played by way of North Little Rock, Arkansas High School. So she steps in here. Wind died down just a bit. That one in there called strike one. So count sits. No balls and one strike. 63 degrees here at first pitch time. That pitch misses, ball one. So count even at one ball, one strike. So one ball, one strike. She'll step back in. Next offering from Taft. That one ripped foul. That one over the third base dugout. So one ball, two strike count. Two outs on the board. There's going to be a bouncing ball. That will be snagged at third. Throw to first in time to get out number three in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on the base path. We'll go to the bottom of the first. As still scoreless, we're tuned into exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen's Star Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
We are entrepreneurs, doctors, vets, and storytellers. We're business leaders, educators, and performers. We are scientists, nurses, and trendsetters. We break the mold and get it done. We are visionary, world-changing magic makers. We are Stephen's College. Be yourself. Be good at it. For more information, visit stevens.edu.
Spring always brings two things: taxes and yard work. Oh, you've cleaned up on your taxes. So now's the perfect time to call Salter Lawn Service to clean up your yard. Salter Lawn Service has the professionals to do it all. From mowing to weed control to tree trimming to landscaping, like retaining walls, mulching, and stump grinding. Turn that green you got on your tax return to the greenest lawn in the neighborhood.
Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. Check us out at salterlawnservice.com.
We go here to the bottom of the first inning as Stars will lead off. Their first baseman in Annabelle Throckmorton. She's a 5'8 senior from here in Columbia, played at Hickman High School. She steps in here. First offering to her. It's in there for strike one. Next offering. That one upstairs. So count evens at 1-1. Starting in the circle for the Comets, Abigail McPherson. That one in there called strike two. McPherson, a 5'8 freshman. Right-handed hurler. She is from Elkton, Kentucky. Played at Todd County Central High School. There's going to be a ball popped up. Coming in, making the grab for out number one is the second baseman. So now stepping in. This is Elise Kendrick. So Kendrick will step in here. First pitch in there, strike one called. Kendrick, a 5'7 sophomore. She also a Columbia, Missouri native, played at Hickman High School. She was the winner, complete game winner. And there's going to be a ball fouled off for strike two. She was the complete game winner in game one. So count sits at 0-2. There's going to be a pitch swung on and missed for out number two. Now this will be third baseman Ivy Smart stepping in. She's a 5'10 senior from Pittsburgh, Illinois, played at Marion High School. And the wind keeps blowing our wide-angle lens off. There's going to be a pitch in there called strike one. There's going to be a ball back to the pitcher. She'll catch it for out number three. Well, the Stars able to put up any runs. We're still scoreless here. As we'll go to the second inning. Still scoreless. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage. Stephen Stars softball here. Show Me Sports Network.
Since 1951, Renz Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Renz Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Renz Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Throughout the course of any game, different actions stand out to different people. But everyone remembers a walk-off, especially if it's a walk-off wood bat. Handcrafted right here in Missouri, Walk-Off Wood Bat Company bats are made with premium-grade maple, ash, and birch, fully customizable to make it truly yours. From the length and weight to the barrel and handle color, you're able to customize every feature of your wood bat, including personalized engraving with a 45-day warranty. In addition to selling custom handcrafted bats, they also offer a selection of bat accessories, including lizard skin bat grips and batting gloves. To help find your confidence at the plate, give Walk-Off Wood Bat Company a call at 816-261-1014 or visit wowbats.com.
We go here to the second inning, and neither team has yet to score. First pitch, that one stares an outside, ball one. So this is right fielder Ariana Castillo stepping in. Next pitch to her, she's going to hit a slow roller. Gloved it second, throw to first for out. Number one goes a 4-3 put out. Castillo, she's a righty across the board, a 5-3 junior from Dale Valley, Texas, Dale Valley High School. Now this will be the catcher in Jenna Wilson stepping in. Wilson, a 5-3 senior from Mulberry, Arkansas, played at Northside High School. She's a right-handed batter, right-handed thrower for the Comets. First pitch, a little bit inside, ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. So Taft looks back in. There's going to be a ball fouled back. So count will sit even at one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Wind continuing to pick up here. There's going to be a ball popped up on the infield. Coming in is Kendrick. She will make the grab for out number two. Now this is designated player. Alyssa Yesla. Weisla. She's a 5'2 junior from Kyle, Texas. Played at Lehman High School. She bats left, throws right. So first pitch to her. It's upstairs, ball one. That one outside. So count sits at two balls, no strikes. Taff looks in. Next pitch, that one's going to be popped foul off the net. So count will go two balls, one strike. Next pitch. There's going to be a ball lifted foul on the third base side. So now we're even at two balls, two strikes. Apologize. See, our camera is rather shaky, but that is from the wind. That one in there called strike three, and the inning comes to a close. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on the base path. It's three up and three down. We go to the bottom of the second, still scoreless. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
Buffs RV is your locally owned and operated RV dealership in Festus, Missouri. We've been in business since 1972, with several of our employees having over 30 years experience each in the industry. We strive to put customer satisfaction first and foremost. Buffs RV has a well-stocked parts inventory with our main focus on our service department. Call us at 636-937-9183 or stop by and see us at 2085 US 67 in Festus. Whether you need advice, parts, or service, and everything in between, Buffs RV, where your adventure awaits.
Play underway here already as next pitch, that one's going to be blooped into left field as Avery Throckmorton will be standing at first base with the first hit of game two here for the Stars. As Avery, a 5'9 senior from here in Columbia, played at Hickman High School. Now this will be catcher Emma Wood. Wood steps in here, 5'3 sophomore from O'Fallon, Missouri, by way of Fort Zumwalt North High School. Shout out to her family. I know they're tuned into the broadcast here today. Talked to her briefly between games. That one's going to be popped up. It will be caught in foul territory by the third baseman for out number one. So now we'll go to Jillian Hale. Hale, the right fielder. Hale, a 5'4 senior from South Africa, played at Sunderland High School. That pitch, that one inside, ball one. So Hale will be heading the count at one ball, no strikes. That one, she'll show a bunt, pull it back. Ball gets past the catcher as Throckmorton will take second base. So now Throckmorton standing at second. Ball in play by Hale. Could score. Could score Throckmorton from second. Next offering, there's going to be a ball that will get through into right field as it'll be runners on the corners as Hale has her first hit of the day. So she'll be standing at first. Throckmorton stands at third base. Now this is second baseman and Mia Adriano. She's a 5'4 senior from San Antonio, Texas, played at Wagner High School. So she steps in here. She'll bunt, pull it back for ball one. They'll throw back to third, but cut off by the third baseman who was pulled in a bit. So Adriano steps out here, gets the signs from head coach Clint Polson. There's going to be a ball popped up in foul territory. It'll get out of play, but we're leaving the count at one ball, one strike. So count sits, one ball, one strike. She'll show bunt again. She'll lay it down. Tried the squeeze play. They'll throw back to third. She's back safely, and everybody's safe. Probably the right idea there by Throckmorton to head back to third. So Adriano stands at first base. Hale goes to second. Throckmorton stays at third as its base is loaded now with just one out on the board. So stepping in now, this is designated player in Clara Pyle. First pitch, she's going to foul that one back. She'll be down to the count 0-1. Pyle, a 5'7 senior from Piedmont, Oklahoma, played at Piedmont High School. She's a pitcher in the starting rotation for the Stars. Also, she's been the DH game one as well. First pitch to her. She's going to pop that one up. It's going to go in foul territory, and nobody will get there in time. So she'll be down in the count at 0-2. Next offering, that one upstairs. So count goes 1-2. So 1-2 pitch. That ball's going to be sliced foul, way out of play. So count still sits at 1-2. Next offering, that one upstairs. Count even at 2-2 now. So 2-2. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball popped foul. Pyle staying alive here in this at-bat. She's gone off to an 0-2 count. Trying to battle here, bases loaded with one out on the board. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball. That is foul on the third base side. So she's still at a 2-2 count. Smile again steps out. So 2-2. That pitch, there's going to be a bouncing ball as that will be ran into. As Adriano runs into that ball, she was trying to let it pass but gets hit by it. So she is out number two, so everybody has to go back where they were. Now it's going to be Lindsey Hood, the left fielder, stepping in. Hood, a 5'5 senior from Mount Vernon, Missouri, played at Mount Vernon High School. She fouls that one into the dugout. Guess that's why they had the door chain shut, because she just line-drive that into the dugout. She looks over at the dugout and says, sorry. So count sits at 0-1. Next offering, that one in there called strike two. Again, base is loaded here. Next pitch, that one outside, 1. One-two delivery, there's going to be a ball sliced foul. So count still sits at 1-2. Bases loaded here, bottom of the second we play. Hood digs back in, 1-2 delivery. She's going to hit a slow roller, as that'll be gloved by the shortstop as coming home. As that will be out number three. So that will end the inning. In the inning, no runs. There were three hits, no errors, three left on the base path. We'll go to the third, still scoreless, as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Starr's softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer. You're a parent. You're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
Hi, I'm retired Army Sergeant Trent Dirks, and I want to tell you about an organization that saved and changed my life forever. Retrieving Freedom provides highly trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities and children with autism absolutely free of charge, thanks to the generous donations and support from people just like you. Experts from Retrieving Freedom helped throughout the entire process, from fostering programs through service dog placement. Retrieving Freedom gave me the skilled service dog Tracer, who has been my best friend and my lifeline. To find out more about how you can get involved, volunteer, foster, or to donate, visit their website, RetrievingFreedom.org. Retrieving Freedom, changing lives through the training and placement of service dogs for veterans with disabilities and children with autism.
Play underway here in the top of the third inning. So it'll be second baseman Ariana Valencia stepping in. She steps in here. She's a 5'6 senior from Phoenix, Arizona, played at St. Mary's High School. She bats left, throws right. That pitch, that one misses ball one. So count sits at a 1-ball, 1-strike count. That one misses ball two. So now count at 2 balls and 1 strike. A pitch, that one's going to be fouled off. Goes foul on the first base side, so we're even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Good count sits, 2 balls, 2 strikes. There's going to be a ball lifted to center field. Going back on it is Throckmorton. She'll make the grab for out number one. So now stepping in, this is left fielder, and Alyssa Montoya. She is a 5'6 senior. First pitch to her upstairs, ball one. She's from Del Valle, Texas, played at Del Valle High School. Switch hitter, throws right, currently batting left-handed. Next pitch, that one low and on inside. Ball two. So count sits at 2 balls, no strikes. Again, one out on the board. Top of the third, neither team scored any runs yet. That one in there, strike one called. So count sits at 2-1. That one a bit outside and low. Count sitting 3 balls, 1 strike. Next offering. That one low, ball four. So one out, walk issued. As Montoya will jog down to first base. So this will be third baseman Lauren Johnson stepping in. One out on the board. First offering. That one a bit inside, ball one. Count sits at 1 ball, no strikes. Pitch on its way. That one in there, strike one called. So count evens at 1 ball, 1 strike. Next pitch on just the one angle lens. That one misses, so count sits 1 ball, 2 strikes. Next offering, there's going to be a ball lifted. That'll get down into left field for a hit. And Johnson will be standing at first base as she moves Montoya over. to second. Now it's the center fielder, Karina Ramirez, stepping in. Ramirez struck out in the first inning. Taft looks in. First pitch. She'll take that one, tried to bunt, take that for strike one. So count sits, no balls, one strike. Next pitch on its way. There's going to be a ball that will be popped up. Picked up by Taft. Throw to first to Throckmorton for out number two. But it does advance the runners. So Johnson goes to second. Montoya goes to third. So that's to be first baseman Elizabeth Thomas. She is hit by a pitch and her only at bat here in game two. First pitch, that one, well, outside the zone, ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. Next offering on its way. That one swung on and missed. So count even at one ball, one strike. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball fouled back. So count goes one and two. Next offering on its way. There's going to be a pitch foul tipped, held on to for out number three. Altaf gets out of the jam. Has no runs. There was one hit, no errors, two left on the base path. We're still scoreless as we go to the bottom of the third inning. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Last Sentinel Firearms is your federally licensed and registered Type 7 FFL manufacturer dealer in Missouri, providing quality products to all types of sports enthusiasts, law enforcement, and individuals across the nation. Orders are currently being fulfilled, offering custom-built pistols and rifles from the AR platform made right here in Missouri. Visit their website at lastsentinelfirearms.com or call them at 417-684-7202 to find out what they've got for you. Last Sentinel Firearms, you are your last line of defense.
Since 2018, Han Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Han Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732 to find out more. Han Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran owned business.
We go to the top of the lineup here. It'll be Throckmorton, Kendrick, and Smart as the first one fouled off by Throckmorton. He'll be down in the count at 0-1. Bottom of the third, we play still scoreless. Next offering, there's going to be a ball that is caught in foul territory at third base for out number one. That'll be shortstop. And Elise Kendrick stepping in. First pitch to her. She's going to pop that one foul. That gets way out of play. So it'll be one, no balls, one strike. And one out here. Next pitch. There's going to be another one popped up. That also will get out of play. So count will be 0-2. Why didn't she just put her jacket on? Why doesn't she put her jacket on? Wind getting rather chilly here. Sun working its way down. And wife and daughter made their way out to the game here today as well. And just a little chilly with the wind and the sun going down. So no balls, two strikes. Next delivery, that one upstairs. The count sitting at one and two. One, two pitch. There's going to be a ball that's going to be hit in the outfield. Center fielder comes over and makes the grab. Wasn't sure if she was going to get there. She makes that for out number two. Now this is Ivy Smart. She popped out for the pitcher her last time up. So Smart's going to step in here. First pitch to her. She's going to loop that one into center field. That will get down for a two-out hit. And she's first pitch swinging. So she'll be standing at first base with two outs. Now this is center fielder. And Avery Throckmorton stepping in. Catcher needs time real quick to come over and talk to the coach for something. So now we are set with two outs, runner on first. Throckmorton steps in. There's going to be a ball ripped foul. So that will be down in the count of no balls, one strike. Next pitch on the way. That one strike two called. So count sits at 0-2. A two pitch. There's going to be a ball popped up. That'll get out of play again. So count will sit at no balls and two strikes. So they toss one of the softballs out. As apparently must be a new ball as. Well, plate umpire says go ahead and toss it out. It's pretty slick. There's going to be a ball that is lifted into the outfield as that will one hop to the fence. As Throckmorton's on her way to second, she'll make a wide turn as Smart comes home. At third base is Throckmorton. So she has two hits today. She's got a single and she's got a triple as she gives the Stars the 1-0 lead with an RBI triple. As Smart scores from first base. Now this will be catcher Emma Wood stepping in. She had several hits in game one. First one, bit upstairs, ball one. She had, I think, two hits in game one. I'm not looking at the stats in front of me at the moment. So one ball, no strike count. Next pitch. That one in there, strike one, so count evens. One ball, one strike. Again, Throckmorton standing at third base as the Stars lead. A 1-0 score. Next pitch, that one a bit upstairs, so count goes two balls, one strike. 2-1 count. Wood steps back in. Next pitch, there's going to ball hit hard and foul. That will get way out of play. So count will even now at two balls, two strikes. Trying to track down where their softballs went, as apparently they don't have many game balls left. So two balls, two strikes. Next pitch. That one in there called strike three. And the inning comes to an end. But the Stars able to put up one run. They did so on two hits. No errors. They left one on the base path. As we will go to the fourth, the Stars leading by a 1-0 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Starr softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
The following public service announcement is brought to you by the Eddie Goodell Society, Jefferson City Chapter 10, doing little things to make a big difference.
Want to make a big difference in your community? Be kind to others, drive safely, and put litter in its proper place.
Join us in celebrating Eddie Gaedel's historic Major League appearance as a member of the St. Louis Browns by doing something nice for someone today.
Take a walk, Eddie!
There's no better way to celebrate a special event or show someone just how important they are to you than gifting them something handcrafted from Country with a Heart. Handmade in mid-Missouri, Country with a Heart specializes in hand-built woodworking projects for every occasion. Their design collection includes children's furniture, doll furniture, household items, holiday decor, outdoor decorations, custom projects, and everything in between. To view their full inventory of projects, visit countrywithaheart.com and find them on Facebook by joining the Country with a Heart group page.
We go here to the fourth inning. I had to track down some softballs. So we had several at bats there that had multiple foul balls. So I believe they've tracked down some softballs. Is there any over there, Alyssa? You guys go look over there. Is any Alyssa and her friend over to track down some softballs? Is that first pitch in there, strike one, as shortstop Gassman steps in. So Gassman will be down in the count at 0-1. That pitch, that one misses just a bit low. So count evens at 1-1. So 1-1 count. There's going to be a ball popped up. The wind is carrying it out, and it will be out of play. That took out a little pupper over there. That dog's like, what was that? That thing hit a mile in the air, but the wind carried it out of play and ends up in the Concord off near the third base dugout. So count sits at 1-2. Next offering, there's going to be a ball that's going to get into left field as just over the outstretched glove of Kendrick. So Gassman has a leadoff single. As she stands at first base, now this is right fielder and Ariana Castillo. Sorry, Castillo, rather. I can't read my handwriting. Runner at first base. She'll show bunt. Does Castillo. She'll foul it. It'll hit the inside of her leg. Strike one. So count sits at 0-1. Tath again looks in. Her next pitch. Castillo shows bunt. Wood is going to make the diving grab for out number one in foul territory. As Castillo is retired for out number one. So Gassman stays at first base. Could not advance on that ball. Now this will be Jenna Wilson, the catcher, stepping in. So Wilson steps in. And Stars leading by a 1-0 score. There's going to be a slow roller foul on the third baseline. So count sits at 0-1. Next delivery, that one upstairs. So count evens at 1-1. That one called. Strike two, so count sits at 1-2. And one out here as we play in the top of the fourth. Stars leading 1-0. Comets to bat. There's going to be a ball that will be lifted into left field. As they're going to try to stretch to the runner at third, throw offline. So it will be a double. So Wilson stands at second base. Gassman goes over to third on the play. So runners now at second and third. This is designated player in Alyssa Weisla. So conversation out in the circle as the infield comes in, as well as what goes out there. So one out on the board. Runners at second and third. So Weisla steps in here. First offering from Taft. There's going to be a ball. Slow roller. It will go foul on the first base side. Wind might have helped push it over there. Either way, it'll be strike number one. So Taft again looks in. 0-1 delivery. That one just a hair outside. So count evens at one ball, one strike. So Taft again looks in, 1-1 delivery. There's going to be a ball popped up on the first base side. Throckmorton will have it go off her glove in foul territory. She slips and falls. They say fair ball, one run scores. So she slips and falls on the play as they say it was a fair ball. So the run scores. The run scores on there is head coach Cliff Olson is going to have an early exit to the game here as that ball blew into foul territory. Throckmorton slipped on the play. Caught the ball or was attempting to catch it. However, she slipped and it went out of play. So the run scores. So as it would stand, that I think would be an E3. So an E3 would score. Gassman, right? I keep calling her Grossman. I apologize for that. So Gassman scores. So Wilson heads to second. Wilson again, sorry, at third base. Weisla goes to second. It's a 1-1 ball game. Now this will be second baseman. Ariana Valencia stepping in. First pitch to her is upstairs, ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. It's head coach for the Stars, Clint Polson, toss from the game. So Taft will look back in. Next offering, that one outside, ball two. So count sits at two balls, no strikes. Again, runners at second, third. There's just one out here. So we play in the top of the fourth. Next offering from Taft, that one's going to be popped up. Coming in, Wood will make the grab and foul territory for out number two. Had two good pop fouls for outs here in this inning. So two outs on the board. This will be left fielder Alyssa Montoya stepping in. Montoya steps in. First pitch, that one in there, strike one called. Did you spill your drink everywhere? There's going to be a ball fouled off. Well, sorry. You can clean it up, though. That's why we don't set stuff around the electronics. Is that one strike three called for out number three? So in the inning, one run was scored, two hits, one error. Two left on the base path as we go to the bottom of the inning. As you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Running out of some of your favorite Avon products and haven't seen an Avon brochure in quite some time? No need to worry. Avon Independent Sales Representative Michelle Cartier can help with your Skin So Soft makeup, jewelry, fragrance, and skincare needs. Avon now carries cleaning supplies, clothing, daily essentials, and several small LG electronic items. You now have the opportunity to shop online 24/7 and have your order shipped directly to your front door by shopping with Michelle at mcartier.avonrepresentative.com. Or find her on Facebook by searching Avon Cartier.
At Centurion Cares, for more than three decades, their focus has been on exceeding customer expectations for contact center software solutions. Their innovative communication solutions include utility interactive voice response software that allows for smart communication features that let your utility deliver superior customer service 24/7. They also provide other streamlined services like automatic call distribution, automated customer callback, reporting, and quality assurance. To find out more about how Centurion Cares can help your business, call them at 727-421-5300 or look them up online at centurioncares.com. Centurion Cares, innovative communication solutions.
We go here to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tie ball game. It'll be batters 6, 7, and 8 due up. Stepping in here, this is Jillian Hale. First pitch to her was ball one. There's going to be a ball fouled back. So count will leave it at one ball, one strike. There's going to be a ball lifted into right field. Right fielder will make the grab for out number one. So now this will be second baseman Mia Adriano. She'll step in. First pitch to her. That one's going to be sliced foul. There's going to be another one fouled back. So she'll be down in the count at 0-2. So 0-2 delivery. There's going to be a ball slapped foul on the third base side. So she will still be down in the count at 0-2. There's going to be a ball fouled back. So again, she'll be at an 0-2 count. Next pitch. There's going to be a ball that is foul on the first base side. So count sits at 0-2. One out on the board. Next pitch, that one upstairs. They appeal and say she did not go around. So bottom of the fourth we play here. It is a tie ball game at one apiece. There's going to be a slow roller on the first base side. The pitcher will glove, throw to first to get the out there. So that will be out number two. So now it's to be designated player Clara Pyle stepping in. First offering to her, bit upstairs and outside, ball one. So one ball, no strike count. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball lifted foul on the first base side, so that will leave in at one ball, one strike. It's McPherson pitching here. In this bottom of the fourth inning. So again, 2 outs on the board. Ball game tied at one apiece. It's one ball, one strike count. Next delivery, that one's going to be popped up. So we'll stay on the infield. Coming in as the first baseman, she will make the grab for out number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on the base path. We will go to the fifth inning tied at one apiece. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage. Stephen Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Creating custom, handcrafted woodworking projects has never been easier. Become a member of Sawdust Studios and enjoy 24/7 access to a woodworker's paradise. Outfit with industry-leading professional-grade tools, Sawdust Studios offers endless woodworking possibilities. Don't have woodworking experience? No problem, as Sawdust Studios offers affordable classes from a community of woodworkers, experienced designers, and master craftsmen. Youth classes are also offered for those junior woodworkers. For more information, search Sawdust Studios on Facebook or find them online at Sawdust247.com. Sawdust Studios, your community woodshop.
In today's world, injury prevention is at the top of everyone's list. However, heat-related occurrences get routinely overlooked. Zealous WBGT puts that front and center. By using cutting-edge formulas and technology, Zealous WBGT streamlines and simplifies obtaining and documenting wet bulb globe temperature readings. With a simple touch of a button, you can check WBGT anywhere in the world, receiving alerts when the WBGT goes over the threshold you select. Join the stress-free way to protect student-athletes, employees, and overall operations from extreme heat by downloading the free Zealous WBGT app today. Save time, save money, save lives with Zealous WBGT.
We go here. Yeah, it does. We go here to the top of the fifth inning. His first pitch will be laid down bunt. Throw to first, not in time. As top of the lineup, it's Lauren Johnson will be standing at first base with an infield single. That one in there, strike one called. Sorry, we're trying to see if we can get some instant replay coverage of that play that Throckmorton tried to catch. So that one is low, ball two. So, Cassandra, if this says 64. We just passed into 64 minutes. And that one fouled off, so 64. So around the 51-minute mark. Sorry, we're trying to make a note of where that play was at. So one ball, two strike count. One system's counting forward, one's counting backwards. So we'll try to use some math to figure that out. There's going to be a ball fouled off. So count sits at one ball and two strikes. And I can tell you how many minutes we've, or how many minutes and seconds we've had our broadcast on. And my wife is with me. She was trying to go back to look at that ball off of Throckmorton's glove. So that one is going to miss ball two. I think it's around the 51-minute mark, so. There's going to be a ball that's gloved at third. Only throw is to first to get the out there. Goes a 5-3 put out. So Johnson does advance to second base. So now it's his first baseman, Elizabeth Thomas. A pitch in there, strike one called, as Thomas will be down in the count 0-1. There's going to be a ball popped up. It's on the first base side. That will get way out of play. So count will sit at no balls and two strikes. So count sits 0-2. Next offering. There's going to be a ball popped up. As coming in, Throckmorton will not be able to get there in center field, as Thomas will drop it for a one-out single. And it's a one-ball, one-strike count. So Thomas steps in. Runners at first and second. This will be shortstop Amelia Gassman stepping in. She was the losing pitcher in game one. She steps in. One out on the board. Path looks in. First offering. That one misses a little bit low and away. Ball one. One ball, no strike count. Again, we're tied at one apiece here in the top of the fifth inning. Next pitch, that one misses ball two. Count goes two balls, no strikes. Two and oh count. Next offering. That one a bit outside, ball three. So count sits at three balls, no strikes. So Gassman steps back in. Three oh delivery. Ball four issued. Now the bases are loaded. With one out. Johnson goes to third. Thomas goes to second. Gassman goes to first, as this is right fielder Ariana Castillo. So bases loaded here with one out on the board. Top of the fifth, we're playing. Top of the fifth, we play. And bases loaded here. 1-1 ball game, but the Comets threatening. With the bases loaded and one out. First pitch, there's going to be a pitch swung on and missed. For strike one. So no balls, one strike. Next offering, there's going to be a ball popped up. As coming over, Kendrick will make the grab behind third base for out number two. So now it'll be catcher Jenna Wilson. She doubled her last time up. So she will step in here. Again, bases loaded with two outs. Tied ball game at one apiece. There's going to be a ball popped up. That'll be in foul territory off the netting. So count sits at no balls, one strike. So no balls, one strike. Next delivery, there's going to be a ball popped up. Coming in left field and making the grab for out number three. So in the inning, no runs. There were two hits, no errors, and three left on the base path. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. As it is tied at one apiece. We'll take a quick break and be back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage. Steven Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
We are entrepreneurs, doctors, vets, and storytellers. We're business leaders, educators, and performers. We are scientists, nurses, and trendsetters. We break the mold and get it done. We are visionary, world-changing magic makers. We are Stevens College. Be yourself. Be good at it. For more information, visit stevens.edu.
Spring always brings two things: taxes and yard work. Oh, you've cleaned up on your taxes. So now's the perfect time to call Salter Lawn Service to clean up your yard. Salter Lawn Service has the professionals to do it all. From mowing to weed control to tree trimming to landscaping, like retaining walls, mulching, and stump grinding. Turn that green you got on your tax return to the greenest lawn in the neighborhood. Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. Check us out at salterlawnservice.com.
We go here to the bottom of the fifth inning, as it'll be batters 9-1 and 2 due up for the Stars. Again, we're tied at one run apiece. Stars scored their run on the bottom of the third, top of the fourth. It's when the Comets scored their run. As this will be Lindsay Hood leading things off. First pitch to her. Bit high, ball one. So count will sit at one ball, no strikes. McPherson's next pitch. That one inside, ball two. That one in there called strike one. So count sits at 2-1. Next pitch on its way. There's going to be a bunt laid back to the pitcher. She'll glove, throw, not in time. Hood legs out, an infield bunt. So Hood will be standing at first base. Now top the lineup with Annabelle Throckmorton. She steps in here. First pitcher, she's going to slug that one back to the pitcher. She'll glove, throw to first. She'll get the out there, but it advances the runner. So Hood moves to second base. So Hood stands at second. Now this is shortstop Lise Kendrick. She's looking for her first hit of the day. First pitch, she's going to hit that one foul. That'll get out of play. So that'll make the count no balls, one strike. She steps back in. First pitch, or next pitch, Nurse is going to pop that one up. As going back is the second baseman, coming in as the right fielder. She will make the grab for out number two. Now it'll be third baseman Ivy Smart stepping in. She had a single her last time up. She did score. She's that only run as she was driven in by Avery Throckmorton. Time called as they're going to intentionally walk Smart. As Smart is given an intentional walk, she had the home run in game one over the center field fence. So now it'll be runners at first and second with two outs. That's the center fielder, Avery Throckmorton. First pitch to her, that outside, ball one. So she's ahead in the count of one ball, no strikes. It's a 1-0 count. Next pitch, that one low and inside. They'll throw down to second base. Back safely is Hood. So count sits at two balls, no strikes. And again, two outs on the board. 2-0 delivery. That one, ball three. So count sits at three balls and no strikes. Next pitch, ball four issued. So now base is loaded with two outs here. So now it'll be Emma Wood stepping in. Where the base is loaded. So Wood steps in with bases loaded and two outs on the board. 1-1 tie ball game. First pitch is down central. Strike one taken. So count sits at no balls, one strike. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball hit foul, way out of play. So count sits in no balls and two strikes. And wind picking up here, blowing from right field in the dugout. There's going to be a pitch swung on for out number three. And the inning, no runs. It was one hit, no errors, three left on the base path. We go to the sixth inning. We're still tied at one run apiece. We'll take a quick break and be right back. As you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Since 1951, Renz Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Renz Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Renz Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Throughout the course of any game, different actions stand out to different people. But everyone remembers a walk-off, especially if it's a walk-off wood bat. Handcrafted right here in Missouri, Walk-Off Wood Bat Company bats are made with premium-grade maple, ash, and birch, fully customizable to make it truly yours. From the length and weight to the barrel and handle color, you're able to customize every feature of your wood bat, including personalized engraving with a 45-day warranty. In addition to selling custom handcrafted bats, they also offer a selection of bat accessories, including lizard skin bat grips and batting gloves. To help find your confidence at the plate, give Walk-Off Wood Bat Company a call at 816-261-1014 or visit wowbats.com.
We go here to the top of the sixth inning. Batters 7, 8, and 9 are the three due up. First offering from Taft. That one is fouled off. Strike one. This is Alyssa Weisla, the designated player. Retrieve that foul ball. So count sits at no balls and one strike. Again, 1-1 ball game here. Oh, one offering from Taft. That one outside. Count evens at one ball, one strike. So 1-1 delivery. On its way, there's going to be a bouncing ball. Adriana will glove, flip to first for out number one. It was a 4-3 put out. It has to be second baseman, Ariana Valencia. So Taff checks the call on the wrist. Now she delivers home. Pitch a bit upstairs and outside, ball one. Count sitting at one ball, no strikes. One oh offering. There's going to be a ball popped up. As coming in is a left fielder. Still coming in. It'll drop fair. As on her way to second base will be Palencia. As that ends up more towards left field and then ends up dropping in foul territory and going foul. So she'll be standing at So now we're going to have a new batter here. Is let's see who this is. This is Michaela Snyder. So she subs in here. Snyder, a 5'8 sophomore from Bakersfield, California, played at Liberty's High School. A right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. So she steps in with one on and one out. First pitch. Swings and misses, strike one. So count sits it, no balls and one strike. Next delivery, there's a pitch swung on and missed for strike two. So again, count sits it, no balls and two strikes. Taff steps off, now she'll toe the rubber again. 0-2 delivery. That one a bit outside, so count sits at one ball, two strikes. So one ball, two strike count. This pitch, there's going to be a ball lifted into right field. Sale makes the grab for out number two. So count sits. Sorry, two outs on the board, rather, as we go to the top of the lineup. This is Lauren Johnson stepping in. So Johnson steps in. Two outs on the board, runner at second base. She's had two hits. That one upstairs, ball one. So 1-0 delivery. Forthcoming from Taff. It's on its way. That one low and outside. Ball two. Count sits at 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. Next offering. That one upstairs. Ball three. Johnson ahead in the count at 3-0. Does have a runner at second base, but two outs on the board. Next pitch. That one outside, ball four. So four-pitch walk issued to Johnson. Now it'll be runners at first and second. So runners at first and second. This is center fielder Karina Ramirez. First pitch to her. In there, strike one called. So Ramirez has an 0-for-3 day. Taff looks back in. I pitched that one upstairs. So count evens at one ball, one strike. That one will be fouled off. 1-2 delivery, that one outside. So two balls, two strikes. There's going to be a bouncing ball on the third base side. It'll be gloved. Everybody will be safe. It'll be bases loaded. So Palencia goes to third. Johnson goes to second. Ramirez goes to first. That pitch is in there for ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. Next delivery on its way. There's going to be a ball that will be foul just by inches over the third base bag. So count sits at one ball, one strike as Thomas will have to go back to home plate. She's got a single, a strikeout, and a hit by pitch. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball hit foul the other direction as that thing's way out of here. So one ball, two strike count. Next delivery, there's going to be a bouncing ball. Be gloved by Taft. She'll throw to first for out number three. In the inning, no runs. There were two hits, no errors. Bases loaded left, loaded again as we will go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Still a 1-1 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage. Stephen Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
Buff's RV is your locally owned and operated RV dealership in Festus, Missouri. We've been in business since 1972, with several of our employees having over 30 years experience each in the industry. We strive to put customer satisfaction first and foremost. Buff's RV has a well-stocked parts inventory with our main focus on our service department. Call us at 636-937-9183 or stop by and see us at 2085 US 67 in Festus. Whether you need advice, parts, or service, and everything in between, Buff's RV, where your adventure awaits.
We go here to the bottom of the sixth inning as it'll be Hale, Adriano, and Pyle due up. His first pitch to Hale is strike one called. There's going to be a ball lifted into right field. Right fielder going in. Coming out is the second baseman who will grab it for out number one. Now this is the second baseman, Mia Adriano, stepping in. Adriano steps in. There's going to be a ball fouled off. So she'll be down to the count at 0-1. That pitch, that one. Upstairs. That one. Count sits at 2-1. There's going to be a ball popped up. Center fielder, left fielder going back. Center fielder will make the grab for out number two. So now it'll be designated player in Clara Pyle. So Pyle steps in. With two outs on the board. First pitch to her. In there, strike one. Again, we play in the bottom of the sixth. We're tied at one apiece. Next pitch. That one a bit upstairs and outside. So count even at 1-1. There's going to be a ball popped to center field. Center fielder, long run in. Second baseman goes out. She'll actually make the grab over the shoulder for out number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on the base path. We will go to the seventh, still tied at one apiece as you're tuned in to Cusa Braun coverage of Stevie Star Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer. You're a parent. You're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
Hi, I'm retired Army Sergeant Trent Dirks, and I want to tell you about an organization that saved and changed my life forever. Retrieving Freedom provides highly trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities and children with autism absolutely free of charge, thanks to the generous donations and support from people just like you. Experts from Retrieving Freedom help throughout the entire process, from fostering programs through service dog placement. Retrieving Freedom gave me the skilled service dog Tracer, who has been my best friend and my lifeline. To find out more about how you can get involved, volunteer, foster, or to donate, visit their website, RetrievingFreedom.org. Retrieving Freedom, changing lives through the training and placement of service dogs for veterans with disabilities and children with autism.
We go here to the top of the seventh inning. Again, it's tied at one apiece. First pitch in there, strike one. This will be shortstop Amelia Gassman stepping in. So no balls, one strike. Taft pitching here in the seventh inning. That one is way out of play as the thing ends up way back behind us here. Again, you put some height into it, it'll get in that wind stream and it will go a long ways. So count sits at 0-2. There's going to be a ball fouled back into the netting, so count will stay at 0-2. Count sits at 0-2. Next pitch, that one outside. Ball one. One ball, no strike count. Next offering from Taft. On its way. It's going to be a pitch fouled back. So count sits at one ball, two strikes. Gassman steps out here, takes a couple practice swings. Now she'll step back in. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball slice foul the other direction. So again, count sits at 1-2 still. One ball, two strike count. Next pitch, that one outside, ball two. So count sits at 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Leadoff batter here. Next offering to Gassman. She can pop that up. That'll be off the net. Straight back, but way high off the netting. There's going to be another one fouled out of play. This upcoming pitch, this is the 10th pitch of the at-bat. It's the battle between Gassman and Taft have reached double-digit pitches. There's going to be a ball lifted into the outfield. It's hung up there as coming over, making the grab for out number one. It's Throckmorton. That's going to be right fielder, Ariana Castillo. Castillo will step in here. With one out on the board, nobody on the base path. Top of the seventh, we play tied at one run apiece. First pitch to her outside, ball one. Count sits, one ball, no strikes. Next delivery, there's going to be a ball fouled back. So count even at one ball, one strike. So wind continuing to blow here. There's going to be a pitch upstairs. So count sits at two balls and one strike. Delivery. There's going to be a ball that will get down into center field for a one-out single. Castillo will be standing at first base. Now this is catcher Jenna Wilson. She has a 1-for-3 day. She's going to step in here with a runner at first base. We're tied at one run apiece. First pitch to her outside, ball one. So Wilson. Heading the count of one ball, no strikes. There's going to be a ball fouled back. So count will go one ball, one strike. One offering from Taft on its way. That one upstairs, that'll pop to the net. As runner will advance to second. So count sits at 2 balls and 1 strike. Next delivery, that one upstairs, ball 3. So 3 balls, 1 strike, again 1 out on the board. That pitch, I say she ran around, now we're full at 3-2. So Castillo again stands at second base. 1 out on the board, tie ball game. Tath checks her wrist, now delivers home. There's going to be a ball popped foul. That is way out of play on the third base side. So again, count sits at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Next offering, ball 4 issued. So it'll be runners at first and second now with 1 out on the board. This will be a designated player, Alyssa Weisela. This timeout called here is meeting in the circle. And the Stars have 1 run. The Comets have 1 run. We play here in the top of the 7th inning. Ball game about 1 hour and 35 minutes old at this point. So again, runners at first and second. First pitch, that one is going to be low and away, as that will get past Wood at home, and everybody will advance another base, as that pitch was too far outside for her to catch that. So now runners at second and third. Again, a one run apiece ball game, I should say. There's going to be a chopper foul on the first base side. So count evens at 1 ball, 1 strike. So 1 ball, 1 strike. One out on the board. Runners at second and third. Taft looks back in. There's going to be a pitch low and away, ball 2. So count sits 2 balls, no strikes. Sorry, 2 balls, 1 strike. Next pitch. There's going to be a bouncing ball that'll get through into right field. That'll score the go-ahead run. As the runner, second runner, stops at third. Now the throw is offline. She'll come home. She'll score. As on the throw, Weisela ends up at second base. She has her first hit of the day. That gives the Comets a 3-1 lead. As she empties the base path, she takes second base on the throw. So 2 runs score there. As we're going to have a pitching change here, as coming out is Clara Pyle. So Pyle will come out and pitch here, as the Comets have taken a 3-1 lead. Still 1 out here, runner at second base, as our ball game was tied for what felt like much of the game, about half the game. We were tied at 0-0, then bottom of the third, top of the fourth, each team scoring 1 run apiece. Then we've been tied for the next 2.5 innings before 2 runs put up here in this top of the 7th by the Comets. Gives them the 3-1 advantage here. So wind continuing to blow in. Can tell you, since softball has started NAIA softball season here with the AMC softball, I should say, as well, with the Stephen Stars, and high school baseball with Southern Boone and Hallsville starting, because I cover Southern Boone, and we have Hallsville on our second channel. which they were in action today, had a couple of games. They actually had four baseball games on the air from the Eugene Quad. That was in action at Eugene. Missouri Holmesville was there, Boonville, Eugene, obviously, as well as Waynesville were the four teams there. So Austin Thomas had the call of those games. He had all four of those there. And I have the call, two games here. But my point is that since softball and baseball season has started this spring, it has been the windiest Missouri in the history of all history. So I've not done a single game yet. We're about 40 games in that it has not been windy between softball and baseball. Like I said, we're about 30 or 40 games in. It is yet to be not windy when we've been out at the ballpark. That first pitch is low and away. Piles next offering. That one also low. Ball two. So count sits at two balls and no strikes. Everybody bringing out the blankets, the coats, the hoods, the jackets. I'm about ready to go get my coat. We go too much longer. That pitch, that one is going to be inside ball three. So count sits at three balls and no strikes. Next pitch on its way. That one in there, strike one called. So now it's a 3-1 count. As Pyle looks back home. Her next offering, that one swung on and missed for strike number two. So we have a full count now at three balls, two strikes. Again, one out on the board with a runner at second base here. But two runs have been plated. The Comets looking for more. There's going to be a ball popped up. It will be on the infield. Pyle takes a few steps over. She'll make the grab for out number two. So now this will be left fielder and Michaela Snyder stepping in. Shall we check that? That is left fielder Alyssa Montoya stepping in. So Montoya will step in. Snyder batted last time through for her. First pitch inside. Ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. And the Stars have two games tomorrow. They're hosting William Woods. 1-0 delivery. There's going to be a slow roller. It'll be gloved by Kendrick at short. Throw to first. Pops out of the glove. Would have been awful close anyways as Montoya stands at first base. Does move the runner over to third. Now we go top the lineup in Lauren Johnson, the third baseman. So she steps in here. With two outs, runners on the corners. First pitch to her. Must have been outside, ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. Pyle looks back in. Her next offering, that one's going to hit her. So Johnson is hit by a pitch. So she will go to first base. Montoya goes to second. Swisla staying at third. So base is loaded with two outs on the board. This is center fielder Karina Ramirez stepping in. First pitch to Ramirez. She's going to hit that one to right field. Going back, making the grab in right field for out number three is Hale. But two runs put up on three hits. No errors. There were three left on the base path again. The last three innings, the Comets have left the bases loaded. We will go to the bottom of the inning. Stars have to find a way to put some runs up, either win it in walk-off fashion or take it into extra. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage, Stephen Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Last Sentinel Firearms is your federally licensed and registered Type 7 FFL manufacturer dealer in Missouri, providing quality products to all types of sports enthusiasts, law enforcement, and individuals across the nation. Orders are currently being fulfilled, offering custom-built pistols and rifles from the AR platform made right here in Missouri. Visit their website at lastsentinelfirearms.com or call them at 417-684-7202 to find out what they've got for you. Last Sentinel Firearms, you are your last line of defense.
Since 2018, Han Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Han Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732. To find out more on Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
We go here to the bottom of the seventh inning. It'll be Hood, Throckmorton, and Kendrick. There's going to be a slow roller as unable to field it. As Hood will have a leadoff single as she sent that back through the middle. So Hood will be standing. She'll be standing at first base. Nobody out here. This is Annabelle Throckmorton. First pitch to her. She's going to send that one left field. Left fielder will track it down, make the grab for out number one. So Stars down to their last two outs here. Runner at first base, shortstop, Elise Kendrick steps in. She represents the tying run here. First pitch to her, downstairs, ball one. Count sits at one ball, no strikes. So Hood stands at first base. McPherson's next delivery. That one's going to get into right field as throw ends up offline. As Hood is going to take third, she'll be down the throw, not there. So Kendrick moves the runners and herself, moves the runner, I should say, and herself into scoring position as Hood will take third. Kendrick stands at second. So again, they're going to intentionally walk Ivy Smart. So now it'll be bases loaded with one out here. The tying run stands at second base. The winning run stands at first. As Hood stands at third, Kendrick at second. She is the tying run. Smart stands at first. She is the walk-off winning run. First pitch here to Throckmorton is fouled off, strike one. Throckmorton has walked, tripled, singled. After Ivy Smart had that home run, game one, Connie wants nothing to do with her. There's going to be a ball fouled off the other direction. So count sits at no balls and two strikes. So no balls, two strikes. Again, bases loaded. One out. There's going to be a ball popped up. That will be caught by the second baseman for out number two. So that'll be catcher Emma Wood stepping in. Two outs on the board. Bottom of the seventh, we play. Stars trailing by two runs. Against Smart, being intentionally walked the last two at-bats. We said she had that home run in game one. Bases loaded, first pitch. That ball foul tip, strike one. Also, Connie is a pretty big believer of loading the bases up to have a force at any base. The wind swirling around, picking up all the leaves. So no balls, one strike. There's going to be a ball popped foul. That will get out of play over on the third base side. So count sits. No balls, two strikes. O-2 delivery. There's going to be a ball popped into center field. Center fielder coming in. She will make the grab for out number three. As that will do it for our ball game. As the Stars drop this one by a three-run score in the inning. No runs. There were two hits. No errors. They also left the bases loaded. They did that three separate times as well. Both teams leaving a whole lot of base runners on the base path. As, let me get my tally scored up, and then we'll see if I can quickly locate head coach Clint Poulsen. He was thrown out of the game, so let me see if I can find him, and if not, we'll get off the air. As for the County Comets, they had those three runs. They did so on 10 hits. They committed no errors. They left 13 on the base path for the Stars. They had one run on a total of 8 hits. They committed one error. They left 10 on the base path, so both teams reaching double digits with runners left on the base path. As the Stars split doubleheader action here today, they'll drop their overall record to 14-20. And for the Comets, they will move theirs to 21-15. Stars get the Game 1 victory as they win Game 1 by final of 3-0. They lose Game 2 by a score of 3-1. That's going to do it, though, for our broadcast here today for the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Blake Gazaway. Been my pleasure entertaining you here this afternoon. Until we talk to you with our next game, so long and have a great rest of your evening.
You've been listening to the biggest and absolute best game coverage in Mid-Missouri on the exclusive home for Stephens Star Softball, the Show Me Sports Network, and the Stars Radio Network. Simulcast with video on Team One Sports. Blake Gazaway and the broadcast crew are the ones that know your Stars the best. Exclusive coverage of Stephens Star Softball has been brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Join us anytime on the web at showmesportsnetwork.com or find us on Facebook by searching the Show Me Sports Network. The Show Me Sports Network and the Stars Radio Network, your exclusive home for Stephens Stars Softball.
Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The preceding was an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and was a high-fidelity all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.